Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have Carl Smith, a footballer, a model, and an actor. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
Let me remind our listeners of some of the highlights of your career. After making it to the NFL and playing for the New York Giants, Carl Smith made a unique pivot into modeling and acting. Growing up in a tough area of Bridgeport, Connecticut, Carl realized football was a ticket to a better life. But once he attained that freedom, he was able to focus on finding something he truly enjoyed doing.
That's a pretty good summary of my career.
Our listeners will certainly be interested in your path to celebrity and what you've learned along the way. So, what was it like growing up in Bridgeport?
People hear Connecticut and think of white picket fences, but in fact, Bridgeport is the 9th most dangerous city in the United States. All the people I had around me were poor or had some criminal past. I wasn't very much interested in studying, avoided going to classes, and got kicked out of school in the end. My mother was very much worried about me and my future, and somehow it came down on me that I had to do something about my life.
So, what did you do?
You see, I realized that if I wanted to make my life better, I would have to straighten up in school and really succeed in football to get an opportunity to move up in life. I was very motivated. I remember in third grade, when the teacher asked me what I wanted to do, I said I wanted to play in the NFL. I was a standout on every football team I was on, in school, high school, and college.
What made you decide to leave the NFL?
By the time I got to college, I was mentally burned out. I disliked football, but I persevered because I knew football was my ticket to college. I didn't have anyone to pay for college, so I had no choice. So I stayed with it. I felt like I owed it to my family and myself to keep at it. In the NFL, if you get injured, they cut you from the team and bring on other people. I got injured. While I was recovering, I got the opportunity to be on America's Next Top Model, and that turned out for the best. I never looked back.
Is it tough being on a reality TV show like America's Next Top Model?
It depends on what personality you have. I'm kind of numb to many things because of football. We get critiqued hard in football, cussed out, kicked, whatever. When it comes to modeling and someone tells you you're this and that, it rolls off me. I have a thick skin. A lot of the other contestants who weren't in sports took criticism a whole different way, and it breaks them down. Mentally, some of them don't recover from it. The modeling industry as a whole is a hard industry for some people because models constantly get criticism.
You have recently become a father. How does it feel for you?
My father died when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I always wanted a role model, someone who I could look up to and try to be like. I didn't know that if I touched the stove, it would burn my hand. With my son having me, I hope he'll be able to look at me and my accomplishments, and that will inspire him. I'll just impart to him everything that I have learned up to this point that I wish I had known back then. Now that I have a name and connections, I'll be able to help set him up. But at the same time, I'll also make him earn it.
Thank you very much for talking with us today, Carl.
Thank you. I'll be happy to come again one more time if you wish.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have Carl Smith, a footballer, a model, and an actor. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
Let me remind our listeners of some of the highlights of your career. After making it to the NFL and playing for the New York Giants, Carl Smith made a unique pivot into modeling and acting. Growing up in a tough area of Bridgeport, Connecticut, Carl realized football was a ticket to a better life. But once he attained that freedom, he was able to focus on finding something he truly enjoyed doing.
That's a pretty good summary of my career.
Our listeners will certainly be interested in your path to celebrity and what you've learned along the way. So, what was it like growing up in Bridgeport?
People hear Connecticut and think of white picket fences, but in fact, Bridgeport is the 9th most dangerous city in the United States. All the people I had around me were poor or had some criminal past. I wasn't very much interested in studying, avoided going to classes, and got kicked out of school in the end. My mother was very much worried about me and my future, and somehow it came down on me that I had to do something about my life.
So, what did you do?
You see, I realized that if I wanted to make my life better, I would have to straighten up in school and really succeed in football to get an opportunity to move up in life. I was very motivated. I remember in third grade, when the teacher asked me what I wanted to do, I said I wanted to play in the NFL. I was a standout on every football team I was on, in school, high school, and college.
What made you decide to leave the NFL?
By the time I got to college, I was mentally burned out. I disliked football, but I persevered because I knew football was my ticket to college. I didn't have anyone to pay for college, so I had no choice. So I stayed with it. I felt like I owed it to my family and myself to keep at it. In the NFL, if you get injured, they cut you from the team and bring on other people. I got injured. While I was recovering, I got the opportunity to be on America's Next Top Model, and that turned out for the best. I never looked back.
Is it tough being on a reality TV show like America's Next Top Model?
It depends on what personality you have. I'm kind of numb to many things because of football. We get critiqued hard in football, cussed out, kicked, whatever. When it comes to modeling and someone tells you you're this and that, it rolls off me. I have a thick skin. A lot of the other contestants who weren't in sports took criticism a whole different way, and it breaks them down. Mentally, some of them don't recover from it. The modeling industry as a whole is a hard industry for some people because models constantly get criticism.
You have recently become a father. How does it feel for you?
My father died when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I always wanted a role model, someone who I could look up to and try to be like. I didn't know that if I touched the stove, it would burn my hand. With my son having me, I hope he'll be able to look at me and my accomplishments, and that will inspire him. I'll just impart to him everything that I have learned up to this point that I wish I had known back then. Now that I have a name and connections, I'll be able to help set him up. But at the same time, I'll also make him earn it.
Thank you very much for talking with us today, Carl.
Thank you. I'll be happy to come again one more time if you wish.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.